This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghans began voting Saturday in parliamentary elections. They've been marred by chaotic organization and violence that has forced a postponement of the vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar. Saudi Arabia is now admitting that the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in its Istanbul consulate. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out, which has now resulted in the arrest of about 18 men. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala organized Saturday to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after U.S. President Donald Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the United States. A standoff between the migrants and Mexican police continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico. Some of the people were clinging to the closed border gate, saying that there were children there. The migrants broke through the fence Friday, running into a wall of police in Mexico. That government has promised the U.S. that it will confront the caravan. Mexican television footage showed that hundreds of migrants streamed onto the bridge, and they were met on the other side by a line of Mexican police in riot gear. Witnesses say some of the migrants threw rocks and other objects at Mexican security forces, who then used pepper spray to force the migrants to retreat. The Mexico president, Enrique Peña Nieto, said Friday night in a nationally televised address that Mexico does not permit and will not permit entry into its territory in an irregular fashion, much less in a violent fashion. The Honduran president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, posted on Twitter late Friday that he and his Guatemalan counterpart, Jimmy Morales, have asked for clearance to send civil protection personnel to Hondurans. This is VOA News. A top Russian diplomat is now dismissing the latest U.S. allegation of election meddling, according to a new report released by the United States. The United States also and South Korea have now suspended another major military exercise. This is part of a continued push for diplomacy. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday. They demanded a new referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. Organizers say that they want the public to have a final say on the government's Brexit deal with the EU. They argue that new facts have come to light about the cost and the complexity of Britain's exit from the bloc since Britain's voted to leave in the year 2016. Some 150 buses ferried thousands of activists from across the country to the British capital. There, organizers said that they estimated about 500,000 people took part. The mayor from the opposition Labour Party has recently and previously backed mounting calls for a fresh referendum. This is so that the public can then have a say on whether or not they accept British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal or otherwise choose to stay within the EU. May, the leader of Britain's Conservatives, have ruled out another public vote on the matter. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow within the United States. No one had the winning numbers for the $1 billion jackpot for Friday's drawing. Now the prize money has reached a new record. The winning numbers for next week's drawing on Tuesday will have an estimated annuity value of about $1.6 billion. That now moves past the previous record set by $1.586 billion. That was with the Powerball, that's a separate drawing held in the United States. That happened on January 13th of the year 2016. The previous record Mega Millions jackpot was $656 million in March of 2012. And again, recapping, presidents of Honduras and Guatemala organized Saturday. Their goal is to implement a strategy to turn back a caravan of about 3,000 migrants who come from Guatemala to Honduras. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will take action if they do come to the United States. There has been a standoff between the migrants and the Mexican police, and that continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.